Welcome to the Resonant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Layla Doolittle, and I am thrilled to invite you on a transformative journey into the world of functional health and quantum wellness. This podcast is designed to inspire, empower, and guide you as we explore how to achieve optimal health, not just through physical healing, but by aligning with the deepest and most resonant aspects of your being. In each episode, we dive into cutting-edge science, ancient wisdom, and practical tools to unlock the root causes of your health concerns, transforming them into opportunities for growth, resilience, and abundant wellness. You'll discover insights from quantum medicine, neuroscience, bioenergetics, and more, all crafted to help you live a life that resonates with your highest potential. Join me as we unpack powerful strategies for optimizing your body, mind, and soul, and offer actionable steps to bring greater balance, joy, and vitality into your everyday life. Whether you're seeking to understand the connection between your health and your purpose, or you're ready to experience profound shifts in your well-being, the Resonant Life Podcast is your space to connect, heal, and thrive. Let's embark on this journey of health and resonance together. I am thrilled and honored to be joined today by Dr. Maximilian Omer. Dr. Maximilian is a profoundly transformative figure whose work integrates the realms of law, quantum medicine, and ancient energy sciences. With over a decade of international experience, Dr. Omer bridges the gap between cutting-edge legal expertise and pioneering advancement in natural and quantum medicine. His journey from a successful legal career to becoming a globally recognized leader in quantum health and consciousness work has profoundly impacted countless lives, driving innovation and transformation in multiple fields. As a PhD candidate in natural medicine and an expert in living string theory, Dr. Omer uniquely combines the principles of quantum physics and medicine to unlock human potential and catalyze epigenetic upgrades, enabling individuals to harness their highest capabilities for wellness and leadership. His work is rooted in the understanding that energy, consciousness, and frequency form the core of both ancient and medical traditions in modern scientific discoveries. A personal tragedy in 2018 marked a pivotal moment in Dr. Omer's life, steering him away from the corporate law toward a deeper pursuit of natural medicine and energy leadership. His subsequent immersion in ancient energetic lineages, including a sacred encounter at Stonehenge, opened doors to a rare and powerful spiritual inheritance. Dr. Omer is one of only two individuals in the last millennium entrusted with the ability to perceive and unlock unique soul symphonies, patterns of frequency that represent the highest expression of a person's core being. Through his profound mastery in piezoelectric and biophotonic biological quantum physics, as well as his expertise in enhancing epigenetic expression through frecuency encoding, biofield transformation, and optimization of frequency resilience, Dr. Omer has helped countless individuals transform their lives at the deepest levels. His rare ability to align a person's soul essence with their physical reality leads to rapid healing, spiritual elevation, and an embodied sense of authentic leadership. Those fortunate enough to work with Dr. Omer experience radical shifts in their personal and professional lives, emerging as leaders of grace, excellence, and service. Dr. Omer's mission is clear: to empower humanity by reconnecting individuals to their innate power, expanding consciousness, and unlocking the energetic potential embedded in every soul. His work paves the way for a future where quantum science, energy healing, and natural medicine converge to create a world of higher vibrational resonance, profound transformation, and boundless possibility. We are going to be discussing the concept of coherence for cellular nutrition and how important this is for every cell in the body, every system of the body, to have the right building blocks in place to truly perform at their optimum and at their best. So share with us a little bit about this concept. In quantum physics, where it meets nutrition and the science, and functional medicine, and then the space in between. So I'm fascinated to learn more.
Thank you so, so very much. And it's an honor to talk about it. Just imagine when we're talking about coherence, you need building blocks. Mm-hmm. And a building block, especially in a particle, can also be seen like as an antenna, mm-hmm. and where you gather information and where the information are sent out.
Yes.
And just imagine if you do not have the nutrients to build the antenna, mm-hmm. so what you receive and what you send is already flawed and out of symmetry and out of coherence. And what is out of coherence cannot set something that is coherent anyway. Mm. So a system creates a false or perceived efficiency, which is actually just only a small aspect of what is possible.
Yes.
And then the next step would be transition is usually done through light. And that is seen in latest research on the biofield, as well as on biophotons. Mm-hmm. And quantum physics says the same. All is within a field based on the wave function. And only if we observe it, it becomes particularized or quantized. And then it's like a particle.
Wow.
And then you see the building blocks.
Yes.
And if the light from antenna to antenna is dampened, then we have a decoherence. And on the physical body, that would mean like brain fog, inflammation.
Yes.
Or and not fully expressing of your potential. And your body as a living dynamic system is more forcing itself to entropy rather than to syntropy and getting better because the communication is off and the building blocks are off.
Wow.
Make sense?
It definitely does make sense. I love that explanation. I feel like I've seen this so many times over throughout years of functional medicine practice. And when if we talk about getting to the root causes in functional medicine, that's something we all share in our common practice. But we need to go deeper than just the root causes. Like, what's actually creating the change? And it's this energetic coherent change that's happening. And so I have many different questions that has that have arisen before because of I have many different questions that have arisen while you were speaking. And the coherence, you were talking about nutrients. I am curious about the differences between different types of nutrients. Like, for example, we know we have the molecules of certain vitamins, and these molecules have certain structure type, and they come from different sources. So we have different vitamins that come from herbs, and those are all sourced from many different places. So they could be sourced from farms that are not using the right types of practices. Maybe there are chemicals involved. Maybe there's a processing that happens that breaks it down. By the time that it comes into vitamin form or supplement form, those nutrients may be very altered energetically, structurally, or even coherently. And there is a very strong difference between supplements that I've seen in practice where I'll give certain products to patients from companies that I know and trust, and I just seem to get great effects across the board with every patient that takes that type of supplement. They love it. They respond well to it. And then I'll have the exact same type of structure, molecular structure, in a different company or different sourcing, or maybe one of those companies changed their sourcing, changed their practice, and now the product doesn't work as well. It's not like getting the same results as what I'd want. So that makes me think about how there is a coherence that happens from just the sourcing and how important it is that we're sourcing high quality type of nutrients for these building blocks for the cell so that it's able to have that type of coherence.
100% and totally with you. And you just have to add, especially the bioavailability, meaning it's not alive. And if you embody through supplements that material, your body has nothing, can do nothing with it. It has to bring life to it before it can actually use it. And that, coming back to the metaphor of the antennas, the building blocks are already broken. And you need to bring effort into it to actually make it in some sense coherent again and usable again. And this is why supplements, what you said, are not working. And especially when you think about, again, coming back to building blocks, if there are non-organic, if there are metals inside that don't use, and if metals, especially heavy metals, because of their structure, they're preventing the electron to go through. And
yes.
if the light, as expressed through electrons, for instance, is going through this grid, it changes its information and as well as the energy that it carries. Meaning what you receive, especially you go out, plus taking a supplement that has ingredients that are not optimal for you, what you then receive is flawed information. And based on this flawed information, your body is then creating a system. But the system is based on a symmetry that is broken and not yet bioavailable and actually harming your body. So this will be another point why supplements might not work based on the physics behind it.
Wow, that makes so much sense. And I've seen that so many times over. You know, another part of it is the absorption and the activation. We know the moleculars and electron movements and things are also dependent on water. And the water molecules can also be very adulterated by so many different toxins and chemicals. And not only just the sourcing of the water, or the quality of the water, can create variables, but also just the amount of water that's in the body. When people are dehydrated, it's so easy for so many different systems to just start shutting down. And we think about it as hydration, of course, is relevant for every cell for them to perform their function. But incoherence, let's talk about that and how water, adequate levels of water, and also quality of water can affect this structure system.
There are two aspects that come to mind. First, the memory of water. Memory holds, water holds something very, very fantastic. That's called the ground state, where it has a base resonance, where it holds its perfection. And this is based on its environment. So it, like, for instance, if you have stagnant water, there are more bacteria, more illnesses present, and the information in there are not fluent and might be flawed, which come back, the building blocks are flawed, the communication is off. When you have a flowing river, for example, it's fresh and it's constantly in a dynamic where it recharges. And also with the sunlight, the information keep moving, so no old memory can hold on. So otherwise the flow would be disturbed. The second point would be, coming back to coherence, would be the structuring of water. There's something called what Pollack discovered, the fourth phase of water. And this is something that allows protein unfolding and folding to be more fluent, as well as giving the pressure within the cell, so the cell has the opportunity to communicate fully and have the ingredients built and connect optimally. And this topic is just fascinating. And especially when it comes to the season we're now in, where people having this disorder and not getting enough light. And what water does, the information that the environment has, we're now in a season of where you release, the Chinese call it the metal element, where it is only about the virtues and the quality you hold, and everything else needs to be harvested and released. And this creates a lot of space. And if people are not aware of this change, they gather information when other people release. So what water does then, it keeps on that memory, structures itself based on what it hears from the environment. And then the crystalline structure in the extracellular matrix, it tunes to what water brings in. So your cell change, your fascia change, and then the seasonal defective disorder is actually something that your environment brings in because you haven't filled the space of your living dynamic system. So the wisdom from within to without is not happening. So without forms how you recreate yourself moment by moment.
Oh, wow. That is so beautiful. What an eloquent way to think about it. And this is definitely something that every person can benefit from, is having the right types of building blocks in place in the checklist of how can they prevent, like, seasonal affective disorder, or how can they prevent them themselves from going into those spaces where they typically feel like they are just really stagnant. Like, that's one of the things that I hear so often from my patients, is this is the season where maybe it's time to lean into more detoxification, releasing, letting go, and just getting things out of their life that is holding them back, holding their energy as, like, almost a distraction from what they want to do. And that's one thing that we always work on, is that big push of the motivation, the new year, new you type of thing is something that a lot of people already lean into, that big energy of what do they want for their new year. And then they create that new year's resolution. But as they're going into this season for these couple of months prior to that type of big energy, a form of momentum, how can they work with, you know, the sunlight is reduced, so they're not able to go and recharge in the sun as much. They need to make sure they're hydrating. That's one way they can structure the water. They can put their intention and energy into the water, into their nutrients. So they're creating that energy field around it. And then how about they're adding in also the intention in journaling and through certain types of movement practices in the morning, where they can actually create this coherence energetically within themselves. What I would love to do is create an idea for people to really bring in a more tangible space for themselves in the mornings. So routines, morning routines are so important and so relevant. And if they're thinking about bringing in the coherence to be able to use the building blocks of all these wonderful nutrients and products and supplements that they're taking, the food that's nourishing their systems, how can they create intention through certain types of routines or movement practices that also upregulates that coherence?
That's a very interesting point. I love routines because routines also embody an innate structure. And if you structure yourself around a cycle, a biorhythm, as well as the elementals, just from an understanding perspective, you have like the wind, the breath work. And the wind keeps moving. So what does wind to water? It moves the water. It allows new memories as well as new information to come in. When you then combine it with the morning sunlight, if it's cloudy, it just takes a little bit longer. You can do red light therapy or red light saunas. They're super effective and also have an effect on structuring the water within the body. It's like something that is called Brownian movements. That is when light is in a very, very fast movement, it's completely chaotic. And what they figured out is when red light is present, it starts structuring around where the red light is coming. So within your mitochondria and your cells, you do have that Brownian movement, but through this light, it starts to become more coherent and from chaos to coherence to symmetry. And another aspect of movement in a routine would be like a training in the morning. So you can use the piezoelectric effect, meaning you create mechanical pressure to create electricity, which also holds new information. So in addition to what you shared with journaling and the intention and doing physical movements afterwards, you bring the intention from the journaling into the physical body. So you embody a new electricity. And when electricity moves based on Ampere and Faraday's laws, then the magnetic field in and around you, plus in the cells, starts changing and shifting. And you become more a master of yourself, a master of your coherence, and a master of your environment.
Yes, it's so fascinating. I love hearing that explained about different types of movements and how it integrates more of the thought patterns that people might think mentally, emotionally, they're journaling, their intention, they're trying to really align with what their intention is. And energetically, they're able to bring that into this physical form, so they're truly embodying their intention. And there are different types of movement patterns. So the piezoelectric effect, that was an amazing way to describe that. What are some other ways that we could explain some of the science behind movements like Qigong flows and more of those movements that work with memory and fascia and also stretching and elongating and moving in certain ways that's a little bit different than, say, variable resistance band training or actually working out and moving in that structural way?
Interesting. Science behind like Qigong or Tai Chi can be explained with what Beverly Rubrick coined the biofield, or Rupert Sheldrick called the morphogenetic field. And this is actually something that also Einstein discovered, that the field is a governing agent, meaning the field is allowing the particle to move. And even if you go to string theory, for instance, which I really appreciate and love, this is more based on symmetry. And symmetry means that a system has to be coherent, and then it creates a symphony that then informs the field.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So there is actually a step before. Mm-hmm. And now coming back to the field that you have around your body, that mm-hmm. the Heart Math Risk Institute or classical medicine actually sees, because in an MRI, for instance, mm-hmm. they have to cancel the heart field out to see what the brain is doing.
Yes. Okay.
So, and that there is a field that's non-negotiable
right.
and not discussable. And Qigong is actually doing by coming from within to without,
mm-hmm.
changing the frequencies within the field. And the more you attune to yourself,
yes.
to your unique pattern, to your unique sequence,
mm.
the more and the bigger your field around you gets. And that also means if it is more coherent,
yes.
the feedback mechanism of the field that governs the cellular connection and the mm-hmm. cellular communication becomes more fluent, mm-hmm. more coherent. And when quantum physics is right and the observer effect actually creates from the wave to the particle,
mm-hmm.
how we observe ourselves based on the information and energy, we actually recreate ourselves.
Yes.
And also classical medicine knows that the body is once a year completely realigning and restructuring itself based
yes.
on the information it has. And also the telomeres where your DNA mm-hmm. is actually reproducing. If all information are present,
yes.
longevity and the great health then is actually a given.
Mm-hmm.
But now if the information of your environment and yourself is distorting this information in our
mm-hmm.
field, like we're not creating a space where we're strong and serene,
yeah.
then what happens? The information create perceived deficiency,
mm-hmm.
so the antenna in itself, their coherence as well as their building blocks are off,
mm-hmm.
which then has an effect on how your cells reproduce, how your
yes.
DNA is reproduced. So it's shrank.
Right.
Meaning that's why people start aging.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's what one of the things that they can do to contribute to longevity and health span and truly living it from their best self, the most optimal self every single day, because
mm-hmm.
their cells will be expressing better. They themselves as a physical human being will be expressing better, and
right.
their intention of their spirit and the way that they're, who they're being and how they're being is expressing better. And the reality is also shifting for them. So, like, for example, they have certain health concerns that they may have had for months or years, however long they've been dealing with certain health problems that they've defined either in a diagnosis or they've just been chasing to try to get rid of the symptoms and they're chasing towards health. So
mm-hmm.
it becomes a big part of their field. It's like that's their big part of their focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I oftentimes see that where it feels like a merry-go-round that they've been on. Many patients have been to so many other specialists and practitioners by the time they find their way to me, and they have these complex health issues. And we just get to the simplicity of it, make sure that we are building from a foundational level up, and then these symptoms just start to disappear. I think one of the big factors for how quickly they're able to get rid of these mystery illness cases is because we just help to shift their energy fields, shift how they're thinking about their health, and we shift that mindset, that focus, and their intention to where they're not just focusing on chasing health, and that's what's in their field. So they're just creating more of that, where they have to then continue chasing health because they're going to keep drawing that into themselves, into their lives. And instead, they're able to create beautiful life. So how does that work with that interplay of the relational from their own reality, their biofield, this field around them, if it's of a higher frequency and they're able to think in a way that they're not creating more of those health concerns for themselves in their reality, is there a way to change that? Like through mindset shifts, intention shifts, just focus shifts, and they change what's in their field, and then they're able to have a new kind of relationship with their reality.
Fascinating. What comes to mind is like that's basically a belief system,
mm-hmm.
and a belief system is based on pattern you believed at some time were true
mm-hmm.
and are done and then not questioned anymore.
Yes,
meaning that becomes a filter.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back to the observer effect, When you observe from a filter, you always see that reality.
Mm-hmm.
So the purity of the wave function that holds all information and all energetics
mm-hmm.
is only seen in one aspect that is repeated.
Mm-hmm.
In Newtonian physics, that's called momentum.
Mm-hmm.
You only see through your classes always the same, and it's repeating loops within the same momentum.
Yes.
And how to change that? Actually taking a step back. Sometimes mm-hmm. taking a step back is something very, very powerful, because
mm-hmm.
you're not returning to where you were,
mm-hmm.
but actually preparing for jumping.
Yes.
And there is an old saying that says the seeker never finds.
Mm.
Because if you're continuously seeking
yes.
without embodying,
mm-hmm.
you continuously seek with the old belief system and
yes.
can never find something that was never a concept before.
Mm.
And that is where something like imagination practice, which
mm-hmm.
is way more different than visualization,
mm-hmm.
because imagination in itself allows your heart to speak. And the research from Harvard, from Dr. Schachter, I think is his name,
mm-hmm.
actually shows that imagination in comparison to visualization
mm-hmm.
changes your default mode network, your salient network, and your test positive network
wow.
instantly. So you're not only changing your trajectory where you go,
mm-hmm.
but also your baseline. And visualization
mm-hmm.
in comparison to that is just recreating, like transformation.
Yes.
It changes
right.
the same building blocks, just a little bit different.
Mm.
But imagination is wide and open.
Yes.
And even though it feels sometimes silly,
mm-hmm.
it does work, because
yeah.
aspects of your body resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about information and frequency.
Yes.
And when you then recreate a belief system out of that perspective
mm-hmm.
and just seeing and imagining what will be the reverse of it.
Yes.
Of your lack, your deficiency, your trauma,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And then seeing, it might be that I do X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try it. And
yes.
then you try something out of a completely new system,
mm-hmm.
new perspective. And that allows your coherence to catch up. Because
yes.
then your body, that is calculating all your time, your energy expenditure that it needs,
mm-hmm.
needs to wake up and see what is possible
yes.
now.
Right.
And then you have to recalculate it. And at that moment, there's a gap.
Mm.
And then this gap, you can create a change.
Mm-hmm.
This would be my approach
it.
To that.
That's brilliant. And I feel like so applicable to so many people. You mentioned light earlier, and how light helps with the coherence and helps with the just way that every cell in the body, every molecule in the body, every atom in the body is able to function. And light, we think about light from sunlight and different types of red light therapy and other lights that we can, you know, mimic, where we try to create a full spectrum, broad spectrum light to help us through certain health ailments and situations, where we have laser light therapy that activates mitochondria and certain cells in different ways. We have blue light filters that we try to protect ourselves from the blue light of technology, of our phones and our computers. But what are all these different lights that we are talking about, where these are all external and we can create light within ourselves? So let's also talk about that, these more subtle versions of light that are probably more relevant to all of us, and we just need to be aware of them. How can we activate this?
This is a very interesting question. And just to make it more easy,
mm-hmm.
just imagine that light externally
mm-hmm.
is internally consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
And then you can reshape your consciousness.
Yes.
And through the biology of belief from Bruce Lipton, you could also see that your intent changes
mm-hmm.
how you create your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And light inside the body, there are several glands that you can use from other bodily systems
mm-hmm.
that, if activated, change their configuration and their
yes.
communication. And to start with, that was the easiest in the breath
mm-hmm.
and as well as heart coherence.
Mm-hmm.
The HeartMath Institute, for instance, showed that when you do have positive feelings, not emotions,
yeah.
but feelings that resonate with
mm-hmm.
higher frequencies, meaning
mm-hmm.
like gratitude, like joy,
yes.
like grace,
yeah.
then your heart, your frequency, and the heart field starts changing.
Okay.
And this feedback mechanism recreates how light is communicated within the cells.
Mm-hmm.
So the antennas on the cells start changing And then the communication is more clear, more precise, and way faster. And people get out of their thinking mind, the monkey mind. This will be one thing.
That's beautiful. I love that. So as we're thinking about all of these different things, there are many takeaways that we can use. So I feel like each person can make sure that they're at least doing several different things. Let's make sure that they're journaling, creating intention for themselves, and doing breath work. They can do the movements. They could do the variable resistance fan training, Qigong type flow movements, and apply this to their lives. Get the sunshine in as much as they're able to at morning light, evening lights, sunrise, sunset, balance the circadian rhythm, and create the intention of the meditations to really make sure that they're synchronizing everything. So beautiful takeaways. Hydrate well, use great products for supplements, products and the food too. That's very important that they're making sure that they're nourishing themselves with the building blocks that their each cell needs. So these are all several different things. Is there anything that you would add to that?
That's imagination. Imagination, that is the key.
I love it.
Because you need to step out of where you are to get where you want to go.
Yes.
Like, there are several great books talking about it's about the who, not about the how.
Yes.
And if you talk about the who, you need to create an imagine or like an image.
Yes.
An image is built on new information that are not there before. If you really want to make a jump.
Yes.
And imagination is something that is just curious. Just play around with it.
Yes.
And it's not, you don't visualize something, you just state where you want to go, where you truly want to go, and then just play around with it. And whatever comes up might be the new way to actually lead your path.
I love it. That's beautiful. This was an amazing episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Yes, I think that it was great for all of our listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Resonant Life Podcast. I hope you found our discussion insightful and empowering. Before wrapping up, I want to invite you to explore our resources available through Resonance Wellness. Visit our website to access a wealth of free content, including downloadable guides, insightful articles, and practical tools designed to support your health journey. We also offer a variety of programs and courses that delve deeper into functional medicine, providing you with personalized strategies and expert guidance. If you are interested in learning how to integrate these insights into your own life, I encourage you to book a discovery call with me. Together, we will explore how functional medicine can help you achieve your wellness goals and live a life of optimal wellness. Visit DrLaylaDoolittle.com to download your free resources and schedule your call. I look forward to connecting with you and helping you on your journey to a more resonant and fulfilling life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Layla Doolittle, wishing you a day filled with resonance and vibrant well-being. See you in the next episode.